Hey y'all, you know what kind of bothers me? That Simone Biles can't just enjoy her man and her marriage. She has so many people in her ear because she did marry someone who seems a little not so smart, a little slow. So, Mr. Jonathan Owens of the NFL was on a podcast in December where he said that I always said that he didn't know who Simone Biles was initially, but that he was like, she must be pretty important when he saw her following on Instagram. He said, I always say that the men are the catch in a relationship. And he said that he was afraid to commit to Simone, but she basically like ran him down, was texting him like crazy, blowing him up, drove all the way out to see him. So he's like, okay, let me see what's up with her. So I mean, he's an idiot. That's obvious. And I didn't really take it his words as seriously as so many other people did. People were really freaking out and really pissed off, and it's justifiable. Simone Biles is the most decorated gymnast of all time, and she's going to continue to break records at the Olympics in Paris this month. But I think that all the backlash that they're receiving as a couple, it bothers me because I feel like people assume that Jonathan isn't into Simone. And it's like, okay, Jonathan is handsome, Simone is beautiful. Where, like, why are we acting like Jonathan is a 10 and Simone is a 2? Is there some colorism going on there? Underlying, subconscious? Like, where is all of the disbelief in Jonathan being in love with Simone? Where is that coming from? Because I've heard multiple people basically try to act like Jonathan is using her, he's not into her. He already has his own career. Granted, he's not anywhere on Simone's level and he's quote unquote the catch. But he also explained that he believes that the men in a relationship, which I think he did in that interview, are saying the men are the catch. He's an idiot. But I feel that people attacking them, it's like, why can't they just be happy? Why can't we just give them their moment? I hope that Simone and Jonathan prove everyone wrong. I would love that. Just because it's like, hasn't she been through enough? Like, think about Simone's life. She is the most decorated gymnast of all time, right? So she is the GOAT. She's the greatest to ever do it, the greatest to ever try it. So what do you think that means her life is? Her life was working, or sorry, her life was working on her craft. It is waking up at the ass crack of dawn, going to the gym, getting your ass on the beam and the floor and the rings all day, every day. That's your life. Do you think that this woman actually had a lot of relationships if her whole life was working towards winning gold medals at the Olympics and then working towards winning all of her competitions? Like, do you think she really was in these streets? Do you think she really had a lot of dating experience? And Simone said that how, like, her being married to him is this great achievement. Let her think that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let the woman have her moment. I hope they work out. And I feel like we don't know the inner workings of their relationship. Jonathan might be really into her. Jonathan has been very supportive of Simone at the Olympic trials. They see him. He like has like a pen and paper, and he's like keeping track of her scores, which is so adorable. I'm rooting for these two. I feel that, people are way too negative about pretty much every single couple. Like, it's overkill. Not every couple, like, we don't have to pick everybody apart. And that's exactly why so many people don't give interviews. Because if you think that what Jonathan Owen said was controversial, can you imagine the thoughts of so many other married people or married men in his position where their wife outshines and out-earns them? Can you imagine the type of things that they would say if they were given a microphone? A lot of, like, let's not just like destroy the idiot who got on the mic. It's like, if we want to hear somebody disparaging their ex, let's talk to Keke Palmer's baby daddy with his dumb ass. You know, let's talk to people like him who were straight up unemployed, straight up just like basically mooching off of their baby mama, off of their bitch. Like, I'm happy for Simone. If Simone is happy, I'm happy for her. And I think that this will work its way out. So Jonathan spoke to Us Weekly magazine and he said, quote, "I have all my social media notifications off, so I didn't even know for a while." And he was talking, by the way, he was talking about the backlash that he received. So he said, "I was actually with my mom and Simone whenever it came out. So all the comments and everything, I just let them read it. I try to stay out of it. And obviously, if you feel like stuff is kind of getting out of hand, that's when you reach in and say something," end quote. He continued, "I don't mean to cuss, but like, damned if you do, damned if you don't. If you say something, they're going to say something. If you don't say something, they're going to say something. So just live your life. People are going to talk about you anyway, so you might as well do it the way you want and the way you want to," end quote. And I agree completely. Like, people are gonna call this man Mr. Simone Biles. Simone has said how, like, you know, they're gonna start calling her Jonathan Owen's wife instead of Mr. Simone Biles and this, that, and the other. No, they're not, girl. Like, no, they're not. But anyways, it's like people are definitely gonna say something because there are so many, like, everybody who's miserable is typing away on their keyboard in the comment section, and then you got so many people who have a platform who also talk shit. And we don't have to like tear every single person apart, rip down every single couple. Like, shut up sometimes. You know, it'll work itself out. If Simone were to get divorced, do you think she'd be the first bitch to get divorced? Like, if she's happy right now, like, sometimes in life you don't get like long stretches of time to be happy, and you have to cling to that and appreciate that. So if Simone and Jonathan are together for 2, 5, 10, 20 years and she's happy, she deserves that. Like, you don't have to act like you actually know them personally and know what he's about, because he might be really into her. Seriously, she's pretty, she's talented, she's cute, she seems fun. For all we know, she's a freak, even though she's like 4 feet tall. You know, like, we don't know what's going on between them. So, Simone was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and Simone told Alex Cooper, the host, quote, "He never said I wasn't a catch. He said he was a catch. He praises the ground I walk on. Truly, I've never met a man like him," end quote. Now, my problem with Simone saying this is what I tapped upon earlier. I don't think this bitch has had many relationships or boyfriends. So when she's like, "I've never met a man like him," it's like, but how many men have you met? Like, seriously, how many men have been in your bed? How many men have you dated? Didn't she have like one like really long relationship? Like, I feel like Jonathan Owens is like her third public relationship. So it's like, okay, you had like what, a handful, if that, of boyfriends. Simone is 27 years old. She's been with Jonathan Owens for at least 2 years. Like, bitch, don't talk like you've been with that many people or that you know that much. But I, you know, if she's never met a man like him, that's great. He's her husband. I'm rooting for them. Like, I think this is good. And I like that she's defending him. And I hope that she'll be able to stop defending him if she even still has to. I hope that the public will relax and realize, like, okay, they're doing the damn thing together right now. You can't stop them. You can't break them up. Even though people have said she should leave him or whatever, that's so corny. Do you know how hard it is to find a man as a non-famous person? Then think about how hard it would be to find a man as Simone damn Biles. I just hate all of the suggestions that so many celebrities always get, like, leave him, leave him, leave him, leave him, leave him. And then date who? Whom? Whom is on your level that wants to date yo ass? Who? That's the part that people don't mention. They always mention leaving someone, but they ain't never have an actual solution of who you should be with when you leave that person or how difficult it will be when you leave that person. Why? Because it's not their relationship. So they're telling you what to do, all the while knowing they themselves are not going to be affected by your decisions. You have to be so careful about what people say about your relationship or who you're dating, because you're the one who has to live with your choices. They don't. They already got a man, probably, or they already got a bitch, and they're fine with that person. So then Owen said, "We know that these people don't know us from a can of paint. I can't base how I feel off how another person thinks I'm supposed to be. Everyone has a voice, but we do a good job of tuning it out. But sometimes you have to express yourself and let people know, like, you're in the wrong." Owens added that he and Biles, quote, focus on each other. And when external voices get too loud, quote, Jonathan says, they don't know everything that goes on in our relationship. As long as we stay tight and our bond stays strong, we're unbreakable. So they got married in 2023 after announcing their engagement the previous year. So yeah, she's been with him since she was at least 25. So yeah, I mean, hopefully we could just like let this, we could put this to rest, that Jonathan said something so stupid. Like, I don't think we need to be harping on this anymore. Like, people need to get over themselves. And success is the best revenge. So the longer they stay together, I think the more people will shut up. And so I'm rooting for them. I'm rooting for this black love couple. And I want the haters to just get off their keyboards. It's like you should have to take a test to be able to comment on social media. And if that test determines that you are nothing but a hater and you only got negative things to say because you're miserable, I don't think you should have access to be able to type in the comment section. Like, how amazing would that be? Like, comment section should be like a credit score. Are you qualified? Do you qualify to say something? Have you been in these people's positions before? Do you know them personally? Are you just always negative, or are you objective? Are you like happy in your own life? You should have to like get, there should be some type of like computer generated test. Like, they have those personality tests, and you should get a score, like a credit score. And then you have to qualify to be saying something on people's profiles online. Because if not, y'all shut up. Shut up. There's actually this really funny TikTok video of this girl, and she shows how people online, like, they will create something negative to say about anything. And it's so funny. That's all it is online. So, we don't know if Jonathan will be able to watch Simone because he has football practice, I assume, but I'm rooting for her. I'm excited about this Olympics for her and Sha'Carri, and I feel like I don't know enough of the Olympians, but I'm still very excited, and it is really my dream to go and attend 1 year. So hopefully that will happen at some point. Anyways, I love y'all, and I hope that you're enjoying more of these bite-sized episodes. I'm obviously trying to turn more out, trying to do my part, trying to do what I can, and I'm being very specific, kind of like I've said before, to just cover what I want to cover so this doesn't feel like a chore, and it's probably going to be a little bit more enjoyable for you as a listener, right? If I'm not covering things that I kind of feel very compelled to cover, whether I want to or not. But I kind of think I've kind of always done that with this podcast. But anyways, point is, I just wanted to say that I'm not here for the Simone Biles marriage slander. We need to not be so shitty and so superficial and say, okay, well, this man, we need to not say, okay, we think this guy is better looking than his wife, therefore he's in it for some other reason, or he's less successful. Like, it's the root of that is misogyny and sexism in a way. Maybe not misogyny, but the root of that is sexism. Because we're acting as though, like, a woman cannot out-earn her man. And I'm not here for it. We need to be more progressive like that. There are some men who are mature enough to handle that. And I think that Jonathan loves Simone, and we will see what happens with them. Go Team USA. All right. Love y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.